This podcast is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Commercial, the right partner. Tuesday, September 30, 2008. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. General Motors South Africa confirmed on Monday that some 300 workers were recently offered voluntary severance packages and that more were to follow. Vice President of Human Resources Chris Thexton said the move was in line with the decline in vehicle sales in South Africa. He said this had directly impacted on General Motors SA's employment levels in manufacturing and related support areas. Thexton said the company was also developing a leaner organization structure to improve its overall competitiveness. Paper producer Sappi on Monday announced its €750 million acquisition of the European coated graphic paper business of Emreal. Sappi CEO Ralf Butka said this would return the European business to acceptable levels of profitability and returns. The deal would increase Sappi's European graphic paper capacity from 2.6 million tonnes a year to 4.5 million tonnes a year. It would also expand the company's wood-free coated product offering and customer base. This would make Sappi the number three player in the coated paper market in Europe. The transaction included the acquisition of Emreal's coated graphic paper business, including brands and know-how, as well as four coated graphic paper mills, two in Finland, one in Germany, and one in Switzerland. Minerals and Energy Ministry spokesperson Sputnik Ratau said on Monday that there was no plan at the moment for the creation of a state-owned mining company, as the National Union of Mine Workers proposed at South Africa's mining summit. Ratau said that a plan to create a state-owned mine had not yet been proposed to the ministry. He said that more concrete comments might be forthcoming from the ministry should discussion on the issue take place, but at the moment it's not government policy to establish and control mines. NUM President Senzeni Zokwana at the mining summit.
Establishing of this state-owned mining company, Minister, is very urgent. I can't say nationalize others. No. There are green fields projects where there's still abundance of platinum. And at least you can say to Anglo or whoever, come and join us.
Also making headlines, oil falls below $96 on financial turmoil. Esau buys civil engineering firm Shearwater for 220 million rand. Bidvest is to re-evaluate its Nampak offer. Gold is up on safe haven buying amid bailout woes. Braemore widens its loss but says it made significant progress at its operations. And Implat sees platinum in a slight surplus this year. In political news, the Gauteng Premier resigns. Robert Mugabe says there will be a Zimbabwe unity government by week's end. Israel's Prime Minister says Israel should quit nearly all occupied land. And Iran says it won't halt nuclear work despite a UN demand to do so. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, visit engineeringnews.co.za, miningweekly.com and polity.org.za.